Welcome to Primary Attribute. We're a Castles and Crusades actual play podcast. My name is Ian. I'm the Castle Keeper, or Game Master, as is known in a lot of other systems, and I use they/them pronouns.
Hey, my name's Adam. I play as Vons and Vons. We all use the he/him pronouns. We're hoping that we live through this episode.
I'm Erin. I play Jesse Sweetbone Phelps, the half-orc ranger. We both use they/she pronouns, and Jesse's just locked in. Also, probably for at least some portion of this episode, I'm playing Alara. I'm playing Alara, who's, you know, down to punch some shit in the face. And really, there's so many faces for this, so really down to punch a lot of faces.
Wait, and there's more than the one face?
I mean, it has eyes all the way around it.
For every set of eyes, that's a face.
That's a face.
And I'm Kelly. I play Wealthy Taylor, the halfling wizard. Currently, I am melded with Sidroa, the goo monster. Our portmanteau is Weldroa. We handle any pronouns that you want to throw at us. And, Wealthy is trying to figure out what the hell she can do against this thing, since she doesn't really have any sound things. So, yay.
If only your goo body had some sort of natural attack that I gave you that does damage.
Oh, God. What? My goo body does natural.
You have two tentacles. Each of them does 1d6.
Yeah, but
it Kelly.
Okay.
Kelly.
I'm just saying you have options.
Kelly, that's not nothing.
No, it's not. It's just, okay, never mind.
I know your first inclination isn't to hit something, but
I,
like,
understand that. But
live dangerously, girl.
I was looking for sound, not, you know. After I did hit it. I did not hit it with my spear because I'm a wizard, and what the hell am I doing with a spear in my hand? Anyway,
a question both you and Frymeath are asking. The FM Loki goes, "She took my spear." But all right, you should rate and review us on your podcast platform of choice. It helps people find us and makes you feel good about what we do. Do it for every other podcast you listen to as well. Erin, would you like to do the recap?
Yes, I would. So, Weldroa and May went back to find S.H.I.E.L.D. and also at some point found the Vons barricade at the entrance to the barracks. The Vonses went into the maintenance tunnels after something was trying to get into the barricade, which was, of course, Weldroa and May. Eventually, Weldroa and May heard the Vonses going back, so they also went back. Everybody with S.H.I.E.L.D. and Lucky and all of them went to find Jesse, who hadn't been heard from. Well, Jesse was in the Faraday Cage crystal room, fending off an attack from above by trying to go out into the hall, and turns out the Prismal Eye was outside in the hallway, and everybody else tried to escape, and Jesse got stunned on the ladder trying to escape back out into the maintenance tunnels, and then everybody else arrived, and now we're, you know, three-sided flanking the Prismal Eye. And
can you flank the Prismal Eye?
It cannot be flanked, back attacked, or sneak attacked.
Well,
but functionally,
we're at least
it, just
functionally
not in a mechanical bonus
like we're
way.
Surrounding it,
yes.
Just not like game mechanically flanking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There was a small silver dragon that was summoned by Squirrello. Cool Vons threw a Molotov cocktail, which was very effective, and set the Prismal Eye's ass on fire, and regular Vons shot an explosive, which is a sound burst at the Prismal Eye, which also did some stuff, and S.H.I.E.L.D. is transformed further down the hall. Yeah. It's all very exciting.
Yes.
Yay.
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 But all right. So, while we're fighting a Prismal Eye, last time we left off at the start of its turn.
Mm-hmm.
You'll now get to hear the CK break their brain. Has
you
nine
had
abilities.
So much.
They go in 9 different directions.
You had so much time to plan.
I did. I spent hours yesterday getting all the characters together so we'd have all the spells. It's mostly just which eye is facing which way, which I have a diagram for, and making sure I know the effects of all the spells. The monster manual is like, decide ahead of time which direction each of the eyes is facing, because they only have, you know, such an arc of ability. You know, don't cruelly just decide that every eye is facing the convenient direction to destroy your players. But all right, so let's see. First off, it goes after green. Green attempts a... Words are hard. Attempts a strength save. Unfortunately for green, that is not a prime. You hear green go... and lock up, much like a Jesse once did.
Oh, no.
Okay, so green's paralyzed. Not gonna do that one. 1 second. Well, I just write things on here to make my life easier.
I mean, I love taking notes. I don't know why I said it like that.
Right? I was just thinking that. Like,
sorry.
I mean... Every accountant out there now just has to, like, chill for a second. It's fine.
What?
Getting all of the note-taking crowd a little too excited right now.
Oh.
Sorry, also.
And I assume that, like, we get a strong accountant audience. Yeah, I assume you draw a strong accountant audience.
I don't feel like I draw a strong accountant audience, no. Because I don't talk to accountants about what my podcast is.
Mm.
We almost have some secrets.
I mean, my coworkers know I have a podcast because I'm incapable of not talking about myself. However, it's been quite some time since I said what the name of the podcast was, and I don't think that any of them would actually listen to it because A, they're not into this genre, and B, they respect my privacy.
All right. Uh-huh. It tries to cast something on shield and fails. It's not facing the right way for that one. I've written two copies of Cool Vons in here.
How many copies of...
You were throwing a Molotov, Vons. Right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. You're out of the attack angle for that, which is really good for you. Okay. And then it is going to attempt to bite Alara.
It has teeth?
How do you think it was taking all that blood out of people? 17 to hit for against Alara.
Oh, yeah, that does hit.
Okay, and then...
She's not allowed to use... Like, any armor? Not even, like...
No. You take 6 damage. Because this thing
that's
is
okay.
To,
like... She has almost as high a HP as Jesse does.
Alara is a fucking tank. And also moves at 60 feet around, because monks.
Yeah.
But all right.
Or in this case, a chew toy.
It's fine.
Okay, so new round.
It's like when you let your dog chew on you. And they just sort of are like, hang on, hang on, hang on.
You let your dog chew on you?
No, I don't have a dog.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, my dogs don't chew on me, so Misha just licks.
So what'd y'all get for your initiative counts?
I got 4.
Jesse got 8, and Alara got 5.
Nacho got 6, and Cool Ranch got 18.
18? On a D10?
Oh, oops. Clearly, that's the wrong one.
Sorry, what did Jesse get?
Jesse got an 8, and Alara got a 5.
Okay. And then for the Bonzo.
Oh, sorry. I must have accidentally clicked the 2d10. All right, that explains that. 9. Cool Ranch got a 9.
And what did OG get?
6.
Thank you.
Those were all d10s. I just accidentally clicked the 2.
Scarola got a 10.
Hmm. Oh, shit.
Jesse.
Yes, hello.
You.
But now say it frozen.
No.
You are stuck.
Yeah.
You know, you've been stuck looking up. You can't see what's going on. You see Scarello put away the silver scale and silvery orb that he had been holding and pull something else out from the deep recesses of his robe. And he utters some magic words and reaches down with what looks for all the world to be a small gold bar. And taps you on the forehead with it and says, you are golden. You are no longer paralyzed.
Oh, thanks.
Scarlo cast golden dispel.
Wow. What does that Does that have any knock-on effects, like, for a while, or no?
The main thing is that it just works if the caster is higher level than the person who laid on the spell, and also it doesn't have a 25 by 25 foot area of effect, like I think Dispel Magic does.
Oh.
So you don't have to accidentally nuke everyone's stuff because you were trying to unfreeze somebody. So that's nice. But more, it's just that it's reliable. I don't think you had any other negative magic effects on you, did you?
Not that I'm aware of. I mean, I had been laughing, but I think I had stopped laughing.
Yeah. I'd say that broke for everyone. All right.
That breaking, yeah.
All right. So that was Squirrel's turn. Squirrel continues to be up in the vent. The place where all brave leaders lead from.
The place where so many squirrels wind up dying. I hope he knows what he's doing.
Oh, shit. Did you consider that? All right.
If I had a nickel.
Why? No. Who's next?
Next up is, unfortunately, Captain Complicated themselves.
No! Not again. That's so fast.
Yes. Roll a 9. Okay, so first up, attempts to cast a spell on Local Teen.
Not Local Teen. Local Teen is the silver dragon that Squirrello summoned.
Yes.
Okay.
Y'all, what do you think a teenage silver dragon fears the most?
Becoming like their parents.
Oh, having a heart-to-heart about the birds and the bees.
Difficult customers at the Silver Dragon fast food restaurant.
So
these are all incredibly good ideas, actually.
Yes. So I need something they can transform into. And I think fearing becoming like their parents is extremely good. So you see the Silver Dragon stay the same size, but they now have glasses on a chain. There are beads. They're wearing an amulet that seems dowdy somehow. And somewhere you just know that now they own a minivan. And they think it's cool.
Yeah.
And they are aware that they think it's cool, and they are horrified by it.
Yes. The Silver Dragon.
Well, he's just trying to find a good friend who can paint a nice... I don't know, when you are a dragon, what do you get painted on the side of your van?
It's not a dragon.
Right, like a duck or something?
Oh, I like that.
Ducks are the most majestic of creatures. We know this from science. Okay, that one's blocked. Nice thing about it being in a doorway is you are blocking some of its...
Some of its abilities, I guess. Yeah.
Yep. It's not pointing the right direction to make good use of that. That's not pointing towards anyone right now. Prismatic spray, unfortunately, is... All right. As I lead into rolling this, I would like to remind the players that you can run away. Okay, I'm going to say May is coming up behind Cool Vons, and Standard Vons is probably roughly behind Wealthy? Sure, let's go with that. Okay, so May and Cool Vons. Neither of you have 8 hit die or less. You are not automatically blinded.
Wait, what?
You're not automatically blinded.
Because what?
Because a spell is being cast on you, a spray of prismatic colors. 7 shimmering intertwined beans of multicolored light are being shot at you, and I need to roll. Which one hits you? Is there no save? See below, how helpful. Cool. I like that it says one or more beams. I'm not doing that. You get struck by one of them. Cool Vons, what's your HP total?
Oh, come on. Vons comp. Cool. Oh, well, current HP is full at 47. Is that about to go down?
You take 40 points of damage.
Holy crap!
Prismatic spray is not a nice spell.
Do you have that many hit points?
He just said he has 48? 47?
47. Oh, God. That said, that's quite the boo-boo. He's making, like, a little cry face right now. Not excited about this at all.
I bet he's going, owie! Owie!
His owies are real bad. It's a lot.
It is. This is true. Need to see if I just threw May in a blender.
And he was on the the good side of him?
There's no good side.
Yeah, I have never thought that there was a good side.
May goes down.
Oh no!
May is foaming at the mouth and looks very bad, like she has been heinously poisoned.
Oh no!
If any of you can do anything about someone being heinously poisoned, I recommend doing it as quickly as possible.
Oh god.
Who wants to get out of here?
I mean, I don't know, dude. I mostly want to just kill this thing, if we can.
Does it look even kinda killed?
Well, we've only had one round of combat at hacking it so far.
Yes, it did unfortunately go.
It got to go, at the end of the last round and the beginning of this round, so we just haven't had a chance to do anything to it, really. Everybody sort of got to the fight.
Yeah, we're already on the defensive round.
All right. Wealthy.
Yeah. I'm going to move to...
Nope. Sorry.
Oh, shit.
I was going to tell you to make a saving throw, but apparently there fucking isn't one. All right.
Oh, no.
I believe there's a limitation on times per day. This thing can use this, though. Let me find that out. Twice per day. All right, Wealthy.
Mm-hmm.
You have now, whatever you're at, you're now at 4 hit points.
Oh, God. I'm now at 4 hit points. Okay, I was...
Also, you would feel sick. I don't think Sidroa can get sick.
I don't think so.
You feel nauseous, which is very disconcerting given that you don't have a stomach.
I don't have a stomach, I don't have eyes, I don't have a vestibular system. It's very weird.
Yes. It's all sorts of wonk.
That's all right. You don't need blood when you're all blood and bone.
I'm not blood.
I don't think there's any blood.
Well, yeah.
Come on.
It's all the same goo.
It has a range for polymer.
Is there an outer layer that's a little bit firmer, like when your pudding sits out too long?
Oh, God! No!
It's kind of a skin.
No!
Hit it with a spoon.
We're pretty much the same consistency. Oh, God, no. So we're at 4.
Yes, we're at 4.
God, that's gross.
That is one of the major takeaways.
All right, now I can't get my goddamn thing to do anything. All right, we're at 4. Is.
All right, and then I'm going to say that's what it does this round. This thing is like stapling 8 wizards together. Okay.
Yeah.
Guess that's why it's dangerous. Next up on the combat tracker is Cool Vons.
Uh-oh. Cool Vons doesn't know what to do. He's got an owie.
Cool Vons, real quick, make an intelligence check.
Yeah, that seems like a thing he'd be doing right now. All right, so we're adding 9, 10 to 12 is 22.
Okay, that's pretty good. Wealthy.
Mm-hmm.
When you were all meeting back up, you gave everyone a quick rundown on what you found, right?
Yeah.
Shield thing, null stuff, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Cool Vons.
But
I'm going to say that you mentioned the keycard thing, too.
Mm-hmm.
You have all the pieces for... There is a possible alternative puzzle solution to dealing with this thing, although enacting it at this point might be very difficult. Basically, as you go ouchy and look at this thing that is immune to magic, I'm going to say that you wonder, briefly, what being in a space with magic that just not existing in that space for a second would do to it.
What?
Oh, well, I mean, Aaron, and I want to be very, very clear, this is Aaron, not Jesse, has realized what we can do, and but isn't that fun?
She has, but Aaron...
Uh-huh.
We're making really sure that this is Aaron and not Jesse.
Uh-huh.
Aaron remembers much better than Adam or Kelly because she's been writing notes all this time.
That's true. I feel very uncomfortable when I have all of the knowledge.
I'll rattle things off that you guys have had or have found. I think it's Aaron has already put the pieces together, but hopefully this will give everyone enough context to at least see that there are pieces that fit. And again, you don't have to do this. This thing just hits really hard. So in the interest of being a good CK, I want to let you know that you don't just have to hit it to death if you don't want to. Getting away from it might be difficult, whatever. So you have at least one person's key card. You have a blank key card that can be presumably written to be any rank or might just be top rank already. It's hard to say for sure. You know how to start up the crystal. You know how to shield the area around the crystal. You know how to do a burst of null magic, presumably contained within the shield, but I'm not sure that was fully discussed or discovered. You mentioned that the key card might need to be etched into. Juve did find a etching device that you could probably work to this. And Wealthy found the console for the startup that appeared to have two slots for key cards.
Does anybody think that this guy is going to follow us?
I mean, it basically just feels like it's going to always be stalking us until we can defeat it in some way. So it seems like the puzzle is fucking write the key card correctly so that we can put the second key card in to turn the shields on, and then do the thing to send a null burst of a burst of null magic to, and that burst of null magic will kill this thing, and then we can do whatever else we need to do to get the place up and running.
Yep, null magic's not my strong suit.
Well, no, it's not, but there's mechanisms to be able to physically to do that. So you don't have to know null magic. You don't have to know the stuff because we have all of the pieces to put together so that we can just do the thing. But we have to not be all dead for that is my feeling.
Yeah.
We want to avoid a TPK.
For that bit, yeah.
Yeah, as much as I could make this the Juve and Cog story, I feel like podcast just wouldn't be the same, you know? So
Wit comes back, and he's the only one who comes back.
Everybody else is dead.
A few NPCs limp back, haunted looks on their faces. That's just it.
Yeah, it's going to be real awkward when he logs into Riverside and just Ian eventually shows up.
Yeah.
I really hope that Grix and FM get along well.
All right.
Yeah, it's gonna be weird coming up with characters down there, down this far, trying to figure out how to get back into the action.
That might not happen, but anyway, you can also try to punch it to death. Also, I forgot that Cool Vons's thing, Molotov, is still burning. And so that was an additional d6 to the creature.
I guess I should probably roll a d6.
I just rolled one for you.
Oh, okay.
Roll one yourself. Tell me what you
get. Yeah, I already put the button. I half pressed the button. 4.
All right.
Could be worse.
Okay, so now, Kulvan, you have your actual turn, thinking you did not consume it. You have, I'm going to say you have at least two more Molotovs. If you want to use those.
Can he... Molotovs don't work like traps. But maybe if he throws another one and runs away at the same time. Can he throw one behind him?
You can also throw one, turn, and run.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay. So you start running? All right. First off, roll your attack roll to successfully place your Molotov.
That is a d20.
As I write on fire times 2 in my notes.
And then his base to hit is plus 3. So it's only a 12 on the d20, but that puts it at 15 plus what? Dex?
Yeah.
Dex mod is plus 1, so 16.
All right. You throw another Molotov. It hits. Roll another d6 of damage.
3.
Really excited for you to slowly kill this thing with a liquor cabinet. All right.
The faster way to kill somebody with a liquor cabinet is to tip the liquor cabinet upon them.
That was weirdly one of the least dark places that could have gone. Good job.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
We're not going to get into the other stuff.
So you start off at a sprint. You make it to the corner. You get some confused looks, but also a bunch of people just saw you look like you went from healthy and ready to fight to looking like you've just, you know, fallen off a building and crawled out of the bushes and you're still alive.
Yeah, at the moment, he definitely needs to fall back. Even if the next thing he does is drop a health potion, he's got to get behind people.
Yeah. All right. Jones goes, also known as Chrissy.
No, it's I respect that they don't call themselves that.
They don't call themselves Chrissy?
No, they said that their name was, one of their names was Jones.
And Jesse decided, because they had so many voices in their head, to call them Chrissy for some reason.
Jones's claws scrape off the creature, and it is not able to do any damage, unfortunately. I also forgot to put Jones in the diagram, so they're here now. Okay. Now they can be hit by things. Oh boy.
Yay!
Original, or nope, Jesse.
Yes.
Welcome back.
Yes. Is there room?
Jones steps aside.
Okay, great. Jesse.
Actually, Green probably backed up out of the way.
Yeah, that makes sense. Jesse will attack with Dad, Is That You? Two-handed.
All right. Roll your attack roll.
I rolled a 13 plus 13 is 26.
Your blade clangs off its armor.
Really?
Its AC is very high.
No, 26 doesn't hit it?
It does not.
Holy fuck! Fuck everything!
I was going to say, if someone can do some, you know, you guys can do things to it to make it easier to hit it.
Yeah.
I don't know how you grapple a flattened orb, but maybe you can. All right. Anything else you want to do?
I would guess that I can't really see, like, May, because she would have been, like, outside in the hall.
You probably can't see May right now.
Then no, I won't do anything else. I'll just look big and scary.
All right.
and like, it's a good idea to attack me.
All right. OG Vons, you're up. There was someone dying.
OG Vons.
There was someone dying of poisoning next to you. Huh. You don't have to do anything about it. You just seem uniquely qualified based on what I remember you tend to carry around.
Does he have antidote? Is there an antidote a thing?
What's there?
I believe there is both delay and cure poison spells / concoctions. Whether you made them is a different question.
Well, I don't think he's even had the time to learn one.
I don't remember us ever talking about that one, unfortunately. Mm-hmm.
I thought it came up real early days. I wasn't sure if it was one of those things where you made one and like left it in your back pocket, and much like $5 you left in your pocket a year ago. It's like, oh, hey.
So there's a list of poisons let's see if I can find it. There's a list of poisons and such that are just like a separate table altogether.
Yes.
Yeah, no, this would be in your standard concoctions. I'm sorry, Aaron, what were you going to say?
The poisons list is under the assassin class if you are looking for it. But, I mean, I don't know that would, like, being able to poison someone doesn't mean that you can, like, antidote them automatically
with that. Mm-hmm. There's a spell that would probably, or a concoction would probably be level 2 for you, delay poison, that imbues one subject with immunity to poison.
Well, there's delay poison. Nope, it is not marked as learned.
All right.
That sounds like it would be a great idea, though.
We can all learn together. All right. Cool.
Well, we watch
Whole Bulb
May.
Is level 2?
Oh, I love Whole Bulb.
Yeah, oh, he totally learned that one. I don't think it'd be particularly useful.
No, we talked about Whole Bulb so fucking much.
Did we?
Whole Bulb. I don't remember what Whole Bulb does, but I remember we said it a lot.
It creates a hole through stone.
Yeah.
It's like basketball.
Yeah, he learned that. It seemed like a great idea.
And I think he made some of it too.
Yeah.
Like
but all right. But for now, you have other things to do, I assume.
Well,
you could open up a pit underneath it, but it is hovering, so you think it would be of limited use.
Yeah, but not for escape.
Doesn't somebody have cure critical wounds or
I mean, but cure critical wounds isn't going to fix the fact that she's poisoned.
Correct.
I have one healing gas. What does that do?
It heals a group.
That just heals a group.
Oh, goddammit.
In a confined space, I suspect it's even more useful.
Yes, although it might heal your opponent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn it.
We'll use that the next time there's a van involved.
Like, for real, none of us, like, have ever considered healing someone else's poison.
Yeah.
No, I know, but it's just...
Which is silly, because we totally lost a group member that way.
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't know. That was such a targeted attack that I feel like I don't know that anybody here would, like, think, oh, maybe we should have antidotes.
Yeah, you don't encounter a lot of venomous animals. That's the general rule.
Well, we can certainly...
No, most of them just try to eat us.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, yeah, we can apply, like, a cure serious wounds, I guess, but I don't think it actually does things.
No, you have enough poison handling to know that, because you have that as a skill. Yeah, I'm just looking at me. You don't think that's going to be the ticket. It needs to be something else. This is kind of like...
There it is. Like neutralized poison is the thing that we really want. And it's level 3. Found it.
And you don't have any.
No. Okay. No.
Kelly, I'm really sorry that one of your NPCs is about to die.
I know! It sucks, man!
So maybe one of the other NPCs can pull something off, but yeah.
Yeah.
But all right.
Yeah, I've run out of list of things. What else have we got? Healing gas, I think, just heals wounds, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
If you don't have poison-specific stuff, I wouldn't worry about May, and I would have someone else try to handle it.
Yeah. I think that situation's kind of fucked. Maybe what we need is to get out of here real fast, like real fast. I see Vons is going that way. Maybe we follow Vons. I guess we could like do something on the way out here. Give us a bit of what's between Nacho Vons and the critter. Any players or NPCs?
Wealthy.
What's Wealthy's relation to the critter right now?
Attacking it in melee.
Well, fuck.
What's your plan?
Nothing that'll cause splash damage. I guess I could glue them together.
So, if you're worried about your small explosive specifically, I don't think there's anything actually directly behind this thing right now.
Also, I don't imagine that, I don't imagine that Wealthy's going to be that damaged by explosives.
I only have 4 hit points.
There is that.
He did get real fucked up by whatever that last thing was that it did.
That said, your beloved son is pretty durable.
That's true. Your beloved son is quite durable.
Just flash damage shield. This won't do any damage to your relationship.
Relationship.
Vons keeps trying to go out for milk.
No, he doesn't even know how to start that whole situation.
Well, I mean, it's much like fatherhood sometimes is. He just sort of found a child that was clearly his. And now he's like, well, want to play catch or something?
Like the end of Field of Dreams. Okay.
So, I assume shield is also in melee range.
Yes.
Yeah. But you say he's on the other side? They are on the other side?
Yeah. Yes. How big of an AoE are you using right now? Like 10 feet?
Yeah, what is the AoE of the sound burst thing?
I think it's a 5-foot radius, so 10 feet across. You can throw it kind of directly behind this thing and probably a little bit towards shield. And actually, Quivon's retreated. So yeah, if you angle this right, I would have you roll a dexterity check to like place it, or just as part of your attack roll. And if you don't flub it, you might be able to avoid hitting anyone else. Just like back it against the wall behind it.
That would be the goal. There's also, like, two Molotov cocktails burning in that area that S.H.I.E.L.D. and Weldroa are in.
I figure those kind of splashed on top of the thing, mostly. And there's a ring of fire around it, but they're able to reach over it, or in S.H.I.E.L.D.'s case, presumably not give a shit.
Yeah, I imagine S.H.I.E.L.D. can deal with some fire. If S.H.I.E.L.D. can deal with some fire, I'm sure S.H.I.E.L.D. can deal with a flashbang. Yeah, we'll go ahead and throw that. Right. And at the same time, would it be possible to start pulling our poisoned comrade away from the thing? Maybe
get May's kind of at the back of your group anyway. Okay. If you want to keep dragging her back further, you can probably throw your thing and get to her and kind of get your arms under her this round. So you'll retreat a little bit and, like, quote unquote, pick her up.
All right.
But you probably can't get particularly far down the hallway this round. But you can get set up to do it next turn.
Yeah, well, yeah, maybe Cool Ranch will help.
Yeah. All right.
Assuming he notices. All right, so we're going to give that a shot. I assume that's a d20.
Yeah.
Pew. 11 on the die plus... he's got a hit die of 5, so 16. Dexterity adds 1, that's 17. Is that about right?
Okay. You're placing an AoE, 17 is pretty good, and it's all on a prime for you as well, so you're pretty good at dex stuff in general. I'm going to say, yeah, you angle it just right. A little bit of the explosion clearly, like, impacts S.H.I.E.L.D., but not enough to actually hurt them. So, all right, roll your 2d6 of damage.
Oh, it's 2d6.
That's what we used last time, and I couldn't find out where I wrote it down, so it's just going to keep being 2d6 for now.
Well, that's what I threw. It looks like, oh, 6 plus 5 is 11.
All right. Looks like you're wearing this thing down. And you go and you grab May under the arms and start dragging.
Yeah.
Or get ready to start dragging. All right. Mm-hmm. A teen who has become their parents is deeply upset. But also I feel like this is existentially terrifying, but not in a way that would stop you from, you know, continuing to attack. So, possibly also panicking now. First attack does not hit. Second attack does not hit. Third attack hits even less.
God.
What now? Who's attacking?
This is the young silver dragon that got summoned by Scarella. In an attempt to help.
This dragon is not very good at dragoning.
Shut up! You try biting into a hard-shelled thing.
That's true.
Jesse will just go, "It's okay, you're doing great, sweetie."
Most of the roaches are all kind of soft-shelled.
I'd be worried that was, like, condescending, but I'll take it right now, because...
It's not condescending. This is terrifying. I can identify. Yeah, this is a difficult situation. You're being asked to grow up real fast, but also, grow up real fast, please, and bite hard.
Doing my best. I look like one of my parents.
Wait, who's the other parent?
Good question.
Squirrello.
Clearly. S.H.I.E.L.D., meanwhile, remembers... that they are a motherfucking dragon. Very high hit die number.
Oh, good.
Huzzah.
Is it the right one? I hope so. Couldn't find their original sheet, but this is the one I had in my head. Okay, I'm starting to think giving you guys a dragon might have been overpowered. All right.
Oh, there's something overpowered in the scene, and you're playing it? Wow, Ian.
S.H.I.E.L.D. leaves forever.
Sorry.
Aaron!
You know what? I'm really sorry. I just realized my ADHD medication stopped working sometime around the time that I got home. And that has made me really, really sassy today. And I am so sorry. Okay. I do not mean to be like this.
I was going to say, I hold several overpowered things and try to pit them against each other.
Sometimes mostly I'm worse. Just like, wow, everybody in this scene is real overpowered except the PCs.
Uh-huh. Well, don't worry, May might die.
Yeah.
That would suck.
Yeah. Oh no, the contas of my quences.
Well, this isn't how I thought this would go. Because S.H.I.E.L.D. at least right now is using monster rules. That means that they add their hit die to attacks. Makes them very good at hitting things, which kind of makes sense for a dragon. And, well, let's see here.
Oh no, the contas of your quences.
Yes. This feels so anticlimactic. All right. So this thing starts wrecking people's shit. It sure seems confident. I didn't have a casted spell it probably should have cast. And you guys see what happens when you really piss off a large bronze dragon who slams down with one giant hand.
Which one's the large bronze dragon?
That's Shield.
Shield.
Oh.
Slams down with one giant clawed hand, slams down with the other, pinning it to the ground, puts it in their mouth, and crunches.
Oh!
Yay!
Yes!
Shield hit two claw attacks and a bite, and in total, did 49 damage.
Whoa! Does it kill it?
Technically, it's at zero. Yes, it does.
Wow, that was so anticlimactic.
Holy fucking hell.
Wow. Oh my god.
Oh, wow.
I mean, okay, I'm going to take some credit here. I clearly roasted that thing first, making it even more delicious.
Course. Yes, of course.
If you guys hadn't done the damage you have done, it would not be dead right now.
Oh, wow.
It hit exactly its hit point total with 49.
Oh my god. Jesse lets out like a shriek of like, yes!
Okay, but we're still working over here.
Yeah. All right. OG Vons, you're about to dragging.
Well, OG Vons hopefully notices that.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you no longer need to drag.
We're going to keep dragging. We got to get May out of here. But
Aramith May isn't. Waves for you to stop as she kind of slides on her knees next to May and says, hold her still and open her mouth.
Oh, yeah. Of course she has something.
I say.
Fuck
Do
yeah.
Do we have consent for that?
May is currently foaming at the mouth and slowly growing less twitchy, so yes.
We'll deal with consent later.
I feel like you don't need to get consent to save someone's life in
kind
an adventuring
of a murky area.
In an adventuring situation.
Yep. Aramith is a pseudo-assassin, so I don't know fully if has poison handling, but is more than familiar with it anyway. And also, y'all made a very good point that someone extremely important died to her from poison, or died.
Died because of poison.
Thank you.
Yes.
She doesn't have like a DNR or anything, right?
Hey man, could you just not?
No, she has her blood type tattooed on her forehead, just in case. All right.
On her forehead?
I don't know. On her temple?
Wow.
I was making a fucking reference to Fallout 4 of all things, although I'm sure it's happened other places in the real world. But anyway.
That was
all
in
right.
Fallout 4?
Gunners.
I've heard of people tattooing that shit on their chest, but yeah.
Yeah. All
That's
right.
That's fair.
So, May stops twitching.
Oh, thank God.
And seems alive. About a minute later, Percy has kind of been walking around with a very stiff grin. And you just hearing go and fall off Percy as she gets movement back and was no longer balanced in any way.
Oh God.
Shit. Yeah.
You just hear a loud clunk. I'm fine.
Both of the Vons and rush to her.
Jesse, do I have a concussion?
No. Like look at
That was a joke. I'm just seeing Vons's. You know, seeing double?
Oh, no.
Probably multiple concussions, yes. All the concussions. You have every concussion.
which Vons was that? Original.
I mean,
I was picturing one of them saying half of that and the other saying the other half.
Perfect.
Amazing.
Well, okay. So, how'd everyone do?
Well, Shield fucking ate it. Like not
by which she means
not
Shield destroyed it like with his mouth as opposed to being destroyed. Yes,
their mouth, but yes,
it tasted
amazing.
Awful.
Oh man, you want like a maybe?
I can only roast it, dude. I can't season it.
Maybe get like a ration or something and like suck on some bread, or like. Like, scrape your tongue off. Sometimes that helps.
I'll admit it was a little undercooked.
Before I do anything else, Vons, do you wish to have this thing for your alchemy?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You've never seen a dragon do an undignified spitting out of chewed food before, but now you have.
Sweet!
There's a mush of crunched-up shell slumber. And surprise-looking eyeballs and like kind of the outer edges of the two sides that did not go between Shield's teeth. Give yourself 15 points of alchemical ingredients.
It's a lot of points.
Uh-huh.
It's a good thing we've been diligently tracking these.
If you haven't, you don't get to use it.
I can't believe you overpowered your I can't believe you did that.
Shield can't even use two of their attacks.
Amazing.
Due to the placement.
Well, this whole time, Vons is a little annoyed that he hasn't made more dragons in the process of trying to kill this thing.
There is a new dragon, but Squirrello made it, so.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna go over and talk to the to the youth. Has it gone back to its teenage form?
Let me look that up. I'm not sure. 4 to 6 hours of prep for a round of combat. The primary attribute story. Actually, honestly, no, that's Critical Role. Thank you for joining me for rambling. At least I know how to use the program now.
I've just got this whole list of ingredients that we now measure in terms of points. So many interesting ingredients. Don't know what they'll do. Just have to get into it later. It'll be fun.
But all right, so you're talking to the teen.
Yes, I'm talking to the teen.
They still look like their parent.
How's it going? You kind of showed up at like a weird time.
Yeah, I noticed.
I turned to Squirrello. Hey, are they gonna stay or?
At least for now, I can re-prepare the spell I used on you tomorrow.
Oh, well, so this is like a weird place. Where'd you come from? Oh, I'm Jesse, by the way.
We're Woldrowa. Vons isn't going to introduce us.
real misfit menagerie here, aren't you?
Shut up, you are.
Yeah, but like, you know, you're
I'm just saying there's a goo monster, and I'm not used to that. But it is nice to meet all of you, I think.
I mean...
Oh, we're not used to it either.
Yeah, like, that. It's only been that way for like a couple weeks now, so...
But the more air we expose them to, the thicker their skin gets. It's a
stop, Adam.
You have to keep Ultra in the fridge.
Between
adventures.
With some plastic wrap touching them.
Yes. But, all right, well, okay, so where on Lemuria are we?
We were just
Lemuria?
Leaving.
We're not on Lemuria.
None of you have ever heard of a place called Lemuria.
Yeah, that's what I said. We're not on Lemuria.
We're just heading out of here. Don't worry. It's fine.
Oh. We're on a you know what? Let's see how long it takes you to figure out where you are. I think that's a fun game. Enrichment for our enclosure.
Well, not Lemuria, and like, you summoned me here, and wait, they're a bronze dragon. I just asked them. Hey, old person.
Yeah. Old.
I'm not old. Sure, whatever. Keep deluding yourself. Listen, where are we?
Don't tell them. It's funnier if we just don't ever tell them.
You will get used to them being like this.
Hey, I'm not usually like this.
Yes, are you okay?
I got hit by a lot of magic in there, man.
Fair. Well, okay, I guess I'll figure it out once I'm not in a cave.
Oh, that's not gonna happen.
It's all cave.
Yeah, it's basically all cave all the way down.
Is it like a
dwarven
fortress?
Well, not all the way down. Eventually, there's more air.
I would never say...
And then gravity, and then clouds.
No, it's like it's nothing like a dwarven fortress.
Hmm.
If you go down far enough.
We have way less patch notes than that.
That's probably good.
I liked my funny joke.
No, yeah, that was fucking great. I just couldn't figure out a good way to riff on it. That was on me. I fumbled the ball.
Fair enough.
Now we could use some patches.
Yeah. Okay, so, like, we're in a place where there's ground and then air, and you probably aren't going to say that about, like, an entire globe or a flat plane.
No.
So probably something that's floating.
Or very slowly falling.
Alarming.
I mean, we're not...
We're not falling.
We could be falling much faster.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's why he said very slowly falling.
Yeah.
Okay, like, can you give me any other hints? I guess I just have to keep asking. We decided we're doing this now.
Oh, yeah, 20 questions. Sure, this is fun.
Yeah, no, I'm down for this, because we were supposed to be in battle for a while longer, and then that didn't happen.
You're welcome for the help.
Yeah, no, like, I can't tell you how much I want to make out with you because you saved all of our lives.
That's your previous character, Aaron.
I genuinely don't think you understand my character. If you think that that's an only Aracene thing.
I feel like it comes from a different angle. Aaron would want it.
Okay. Aracene wants to make out with S.H.I.E.L.D. because S.H.I.E.L.D. is hot. Jesse wants to make out with S.H.I.E.L.D. because S.H.I.E.L.D. just saved everyone's life. was a super badass in combat.
That was meant to be local teen saying that, but I like the idea that S.H.I.E.L.D. was like...
That's what I thought, yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Okay. Sure, S.H.I.E.L.D. appreciates the thought in this weird, you know, forked thread in the yarn of fate that fizzled out real quick. But, you know, the vibes were there. But, okay, so, never heard of Lemuria, we're on a floating rock, there's presumably more rock below it.
Eventually.
Well, there may be ocean, too. I mean, you know, it could be that we fall into the ocean.
And technically that rock isn't floating, it's orbiting.
Well, there's more rock below the water if it's into the ocean.
Okay.
Follow gravity long enough, it'll always take you to rock. It's just a variable about how molten it is.
Well, yeah. I have a sinking feeling that I'm not on the place that I'm from.
Oh, no, you're for sure not on the place that you're from. Yeah.
Wishes for do come true.
Do you not want to go back?
I mean, not immediately. I've, like, read so many books about stuff like this. You go and you get sucked to a different world and then you're a hero and you're on an adventure.
Oh.
You don't listen to your parents.
You know... I never wanted to get isekai'd, but I'm pretty sure that that's a teen thing now. So, yeah, I mean,
I loved young adult novels in the 90s, too, dude.
We all love a good novel where any historical event is not named, but it's just the incident.
Yeah.
Turns out that's harder to do in a long-term campaign. Oh, well.
I mean, it's hard if you're a coward.
It's hard if you want your players to be able to differentiate things in any meaningful way.
Yeah, fine.
So in the synopsis for this episode, can we just say Aaron starts shit repeatedly?
I'm really sorry. I swear I love you guys still. I can't control myself. This is what happens when there's no filter. I take my medication so I have a filter.
Well, okay, so can I, like, hang with you guys for a while? Because I'm in a cave and I don't know where I am.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. One of us, like, Lucky.
Yeah, one of us, like, drop breadcrumbs or a string or something, right? Right?
Well, no, I mean, it's real easy to get back out. Oh. Just take the hall down. We'll get back out into the big area. Right. And then we can do the thing.
Well, Nacho here was talking about, like, some portable hole situation. You want to try that? No? That's, you're right. It sounds a little risky to me, too.
That sounded incredibly creepy coming from you.
No, I got that. That was just cool Vons being like, I don't fully understand what OG Vons has offered me here.
Okay.
Is it useful? I don't know. You could just tunnel through to your destination.
Everything gets creepy. So cartoonish up here.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, okay, thanks, I guess.
Oh, yeah, Vons totally needs to recharge, too. We're not in immediate danger or any kind of danger for a minute, right?
Yeah, and
apparently
there's a,
not.
And there's the barracks, so like you could go back and cook if you wanted, probably.
Yeah, maybe we go chill.
Yeah, it would probably be good if everybody took a break now that we're out of danger entirely.
All right, we remember the way out, right? Let's get
you are all getting right. Lightly microwaved by magic, but if you retreat far enough away back from that crystal, it's probably fine.
Also, we could just go back out in the hall, I guess, like the Frymeath, yeah. Where Frymeath is.
And there's like a bunch of fire that way still, I think.
I think Shield kind of stamped it out. By virtue of me justifying where they've been standing.
All if Shield has to do is breathe in real heavy and it just they just suck all the fire into them and they're made of fire, so like
Shield
just
actually
goes away.
Needs electricity. Bronze dragons shoot lightning.
Well, you know, I don't know that we've ever seen Shield actually breathe the magic.
It's happened a very small handful of times, and I'm not sure I was very descriptive when it did.
I'm certain it's never happened in Jesse's presence, which is what I'm saying is the reason.
Yep. Yeah, last I remember them using it was finishing the teleportation circle at first base. But even then, Jesse would not have been in front. So, doesn't matter. Anyway.
All right.
Jesse was paying close enough attention.
Yeah. So you all go rest up. I'm going to say that you can rest in the barracks because as you go out, you hear Cog yelling things. At Juve. And see Juve running around the base of this giant generator thing, trying to interpret things like, well, relatively reasonable descriptions like third red switch on the left and move this crystal down two pegs, but is clearly trying to do about six people's worth of work in by himself while getting directions. So.
All right. Well, as shitty as I feel, I will move in and start helping. Juve.
I'll go out and tell Mir that we need some healing in here.
Why does Weldroa feel shitty? Is
Weldroa got hit by a massive spell.
Weldroa got hit has only 4 hit points left.
And is technically needs to heal technically too. Sick. Yeah.
Well, that's why Jesse's going out to get Mir, who has healing.
Yeah, maybe some Tupperware.
What?
Yeah, some plastic crap.
Oh, right. yeah.
Okay, let's leave the skin thing alone, okay?
Okay.
It's just gross.
Okay.
You could seal yourself up by taking someone else's skin. We haven't tried it yet. Okay, now I'm leaving it alone. Okay, so you grab Mir.
I'm like, we just like had a fight with the thing and just need some healing.
What kind of thing?
I think they were calling it a prismal eye. It's dead now. Shield chomped it.
Fuck.
Yeah, it was fucking intense. But yeah. Hey, what's your deal, man? We never talk.
Well, mostly people ask me to heal them and then I go do that.
Yeah.
And then I feel sick for a while, and then I do it again.
Wait, healing people makes you sick?
I draw my power from nature, and nature is currently very ill, so there is a bit of a trade-off.
Oh, shit. I'm sorry. I didn't know that.
That kind of sucks.
I wish anyone had talked to you as a person ever before.
I tried to talk to him as a person while we were on one of the overnight watches, and getting anything out of Mir is like pulling teeth.
Don't do Mir dirty like that. You ignored Mir so you could talk to FM and the Spear of Heroes and Sadroa at the same time, all
and
in
where
internally.
Are these teeth? Did you save them?
Beg pardon?
You said, where are these teeth? Did you save them?
I did not pull his teeth because obviously I did not know about this.
I'm just gonna apologize to Mir for acting like he's a, you know,
health dispensing.
Yeah, like a like a Pokemon Center or something.
I find it my calling to get people back to fighting fit. So,
well, sure. I mean, That's fair. But, like, you know, it's just a little distressing to know that it's, like, fucking you up while you're, you know, making us not fucked up anymore.
It passes. It's mostly unpleasant. Clerics have the same issue.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks. Thanks, man.
Of course.
Let's do one of those healing gases among everybody who gets who needs hit points before Mir does this.
Yeah.
Because I just figure, like, the that might help. I didn't have to use Alara's character sheet except that one time.
That was sad. Alara had one of my workarounds for dealing with this thing.
Vons, how many healing gas do you have? Because I think you only gave one to each of us.
Yeah, I've only got one.
I've got... sec? How many gas you say?
Yeah.
I see two attached to me.
Why don't you use one?
Uh-huh. Do we all just want to, like, get into a nice confined space?
You can all head to the barracks and kind of use... Actually, you can use the nice room and the rooms that are not containing of dead bodies.
So, Alara needs some. Obviously, May and probably Green. Maybe not Green. I don't know.
I don't think Green actually took any damage. Green just got paralyzed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, paralysis. That doesn't cause any damage.
Temporarily mobilized. And fell off of Percy, but is wearing armor. And is fine.
So, do I roll a thing? I don't remember how this thing works. Actually, we've never used it before.
I think we did use it one time, but I don't remember who was in it.
Well, we can look it up, and I can get Muir's shit figured out, and we can do, like, a... Basically, we don't have to go through the hustle right now. We can just say you all heal up.
Okay, great.
The one thing I would like to do before we wrap her is, so for this place, you want to get it back up and running. The crystal does look very sick.
We have Jones as a, like, probably can do something to tell us what to do also and help, maybe?
Yeah. Let's see. Two of you make intelligence checks.
Not it.
Theoretically, okay, that's 11 plus 10 is 21 plus 2 is 23.
Are you sure you're not it, Aaron?
I'm not smart.
All right, well, we'll have OG roll this, I guess. It's going to be a 16 on a prime. That long silence sure is comforting.
Uh-huh. We're helping.
Yeah, mine's a prime too, obviously.
Okay, so, sorry. Vons, what did you get?
It would come up to a 16. Unless I've got any bonuses or proficiencies that would make a difference.
Not for this. It's just kind of understanding stuff. So, between you two, between Gog, between Drew, between the journal, between
Understanding Jones slash Chrissy, stuff?
B15. You are able to figure out how to, especially because Jones can cut through crystal, you're able to essentially crudely cut back down the crystal and use a combination of the shield and jiggering with the startup sequence to kind of basically just get everything back and contained and running through the crystal like it should. So you're able to get the facility up and running as you wanted to do. Also,
yay.
Part of that is making a new key card, which Cool Vons holds the key to, both because having the card and also just because I want to note it. One of the ways you can inscribe these key cards is with the graduation orb.
Neat!
So you make yourself a just master key.
For bash the head of one the... into the other?
You put one on, you put the orb on like a little stand that the magic then draws from. Basically, you now have a master key to this entire facility, so that's fun. Not that you super need it, but it's there. Oh, you also find, it looks like this creature did keep a stash of things that it found, which we'll go into the detail of next time.
Yes!
And, so you have the facility up and running, you manage to get it so there is no longer magic coursing through the walls, you no longer feel like you're being lightly microwaved. All of you heal up. And Alvin, pretty quickly after you're all organizing yourself, asks, So do we need to keep this door sealed anymore?
Yeah, probably. Probably.
No, I don't think so.
Well, we don't
I mean,
know if
like,
there's any more of those.
Well, because Jesse would definitely, while everybody else is doing smart people shit, wander around, like, making absolutely sure that there's nothing else in here.
See if you can find a vending machine.
Probably with Green.
Yeah, you clear the space.
And Alara. And yeah.
If you find a vending machine, bring me chips.
Well, give me a fucking, like,
I don't know how, just hit it.
Well, give me a fucking gold or
no,
silver
just hit
or something.
It with your thing. It's gonna be like, I'm it's not, an old nobody comes down here no. to serve. Just whack it real good.
I'm not stealing for you, you weirdo.
It's not that, it's abandoned. It's fine.
It's been 500 years. It's
I don't
stealing.
Care. I'm not stealing for you. Give me a copper or a fucking silver or something, and I'll get you whatever. Okay.
Probably won't even fit.
Yes, it will. Money hasn't changed.
You Sage find a vending machine, because like I rolled a 91 on a D100.
Amazing.
Are you fucking kidding? Sorry. I then rolled for the quality of the items in the vending machine, and rolled a 100 on a D100.
Oh my god!
You find a vending machine in a room that was somehow missed during this little rampage. And apparently someone put money into making this vending machine not quite a stasis field, but close enough, in a way that preserved the things inside of it extremely well.
Oh,
they're also
God.
Pretty hard-wearing things anyway.
Oh, wow.
And,
did we find Twinkies?
Given the era? Kind of, essentially, yeah. Like, there are fucking... You don't really have Twinkies on the arcs, but, you know, there are various sweet snacks, all of which are in good condition.
And they're made out of, like, actual, like, flour?
This was, like, 100 years after the arcs took off, so... Then again, this thing is basically magical, so... Yeah, fuck it. You find the world's most bougie vending machine, relatively speaking, which means it's stocked like one of our standard vending machines. But yeah, there's things made of flour. There are these oblong cream-filled cakes.
Jesse smashes it open and just takes everything.
Jesse?
Yep.
You go to smash it open?
Oh,
this
is
thing
it
is a magic item. You can't smash it. It will just be very difficult.
How much is all the stuff in it?
Ranges from one copper to one silver.
Oh. Yeah, fuck it. I'll just buy everything.
You're going and you're pouring money into this thing, and Juve kind of wanders up and goes, oh, do you want to just get into that?
Yeah, man.
Goes, and I guess Cool Vons isn't wandering with this group, so I can't justify Cool Vons showing up, but Juve picks the door where you take the money out afterwards.
Oh,
for
great.
You, so you can just
yeah.
feed the money through.
Yeah, no, that's kind of what I was hoping, actually.
Yeah.
Because if it's gonna, I don't want to, like, break it, but
gonna
I'm see. Sure that the way in is easy.
Doesn't even break a lockpick in the process.
That's wonderful. I'm so happy, because I know he did before.
His lockpick set seems complete when you look at it.
That means nothing to Jesse.
True. Also, Cool Vons, I don't know if this came up at some point, but you have realized that broken lockpick you took?
Uh-huh.
It's now whole again.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. It's pretty sure
and
we covered
it's like
that.
Extra double good for some reason.
Yeah, okay, cool. I thought we'd gone over that, but I wasn't positive. Anyway, all right, so you have snacks, you rest up, much healing happens. I get to fill a druid spell list off screen and then spend all of it. Probably including trying to fix up May. And yeah, you've reactivated the secondary facility and you can kind of lock it up on your way out. And you can... Well, what are you going to do with Jones?
Well, I think we would ask Jones what they want to do.
Yeah.
You want to stay and hang out, or you
want to... They can hang out if they want to.
You want to come with us? We're going to find Wizard Dave. You know Wizard Dave?
We're off to see a wizard.
The wonderful Wizard of Dave.
You think you hear, in the far off distance almost, just due to volume, something like an argument emitting from Jones.
Oh.
And then Jones, with kind of the main voice it's been using, says, "We have heard of Wizard Dave."
Uh-oh.
Opinions what have you heard? Are opinions mixed.
Oh, okay.
Please go with you.
You want to go with us?
Want to be not here?
Oh, yeah. No worries.
Trapped here totally for understandable. Hundreds of years.
We'd like to leave. Yeah, I mean, you've been stuck at work for, like, the nightmare...
nightmare overtime.
Nightmare overtime.
Maybe you've got some personal things you want to grab? Like, a desk or something? Maybe you got a photo album? I don't know what you guys hold on to.
I will collect what those inside us want to take.
Oh, hey, is there anything else that's, like, great to grab from here?
Well, we got a bunch of magical items, so I think that's a thing that they're going to tell us about next time.
There probably is. And we will pick up there next time.
Yay!
Hey, yay!
You did it.
Sorry again for my weird attitude.
It's all good.
Don't worry about it.
Primary Attribute has been imagined and brought to life by the people you've heard. For more information about the podcast, check out our website, primaryattribute.com. For questions, comments, and feedback, email us at letters@primaryattribute.com. To follow us on social media, you can find us at facebook.com/primaryattributepod. On Twitter, @primeattribute. And @primaryattribute.tumblr.com for all our blazed posts. Is that really the term we're using these days? Castles and Crusades is published by Troll Lord Games. Our theme music was composed by Aaron. Our logo was designed by, well, me, that's Adam. This week's editor was Aaron. Thanks, Aaron. Thanks for listening, and we hope you tune in next time to Primary Attribute.
Three, two, one.
Oh, that was...
Why was there was a late. Fart was noise late. First?
I also heard that.
I didn't fart, you farted.
I think that you did fart.
Or made a farting noise
or
somehow.
Made a farting noise with your hands somehow, you pervert.
Don't worry, that one was recorded.
Yay!
Yeah, I got nothing.
Or, oops.